This is Family Council in Little Rock. Today, we bring you a concerning report on social media giant TikTok and its impact on teenagers. A recent column in the Wall Street Journal sheds light on how TikTok is exposing young users to harmful content. Julie Jargon, the author of the column, writes, "According to a recent study, researchers discovered that fictitious 13-year-old accounts on TikTok were quickly bombarded with videos relating to eating disorders, body image issues, self-harm, and suicide." This finding echoes a Wall Street Journal investigation from last year that revealed TikTok's tendency to direct viewers towards dangerous content. While TikTok claims to have strengthened parental controls and adjusted its algorithm, this new study suggests that little has changed in the app experience for young teenagers. The article provides examples of harmful content that specifically targets teens, including videos that encourage suicide ideation, eating disorders, and other dangerous activities. TikTok, with its 1 billion users worldwide and 135 million users in the United States, has become the most popular social media platform. However, many Americans are concerned about its potential ties to the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, raising questions about the CCP's influence on the platform. In December, FBI Director Christopher Wray expressed concerns regarding the CCP's ability to manipulate content and influence users through ByteDance and TikTok. These concerns parallel the ones raised about Facebook and Twitter's handling of user data and information in their news feeds. If the Chinese Communist Party can exert influence over TikTok, it could potentially manipulate content and shape the opinions of users on the world's largest social media platform. These concerns are particularly alarming given past reports of TikTok's algorithm suggesting videos promoting self-harm and eating disorders to teenagers. Experts like social psychologist Jonathan Haidt have emphasized the detrimental effects of social media on mental health, particularly in girls. Additionally, a recent CDC report revealed that 16% of high school students in 2021 experienced electronic bullying through platforms like texting, Instagram, Facebook, and other social media channels. All of these instances highlight the importance of Arkansas lawmakers' actions this year in passing legislation to regulate social media use among minors. In April, the state's General Assembly approved Senate Bill 396, also known as the Social Media Safety Act. This bill, introduced by Senator Tyler Deese and Representative John Eubanks, requires social media companies to implement age verification measures to ensure that minors cannot access their platforms without parental consent. The law also includes provisions to safeguard user privacy, and any social media company found in violation of the law can be held liable. Although SB 396 faced some challenges in the Arkansas Senate, it garnered significant support in the House of Representatives and was ultimately signed into law by Governor Sanders. It is increasingly evident that social media platforms often host content that is unsuitable for children. It is crucial that adults operating these platforms cannot register children as users without parental consent. Laws like SB 396 help address this serious problem. That concludes today's news report. Thank you for joining us on Family Council in Little Rock. Visit us online at familycouncil.org. Stay informed, stay engaged, and we'll see you next time.